Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Being Tyreek Hill. That's what Tyreek does. Tyreek will be Tyreek. He was asked about Tua Tagovailoa and how valuable he is to this team and how necessary he is to the Dolphins.
QB1, Ous, like people gotta understand, like from Tua's development and where he's come from and where he is now, like that should speak volumes to a lot of people. Like a lot of people can say, oh, he has, you know, Coach McDaniel calling plays, or, oh, he has XYZ receivers, or he got all these playmakers. But at the end of the day, you still got to get those playmakers the ball. You feel me? You got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to prepare each and every week, you know, with the same mindset, you know, knowing that you got crazy defensive ends coming off the edge trying to take your head off. You feel me? So, like, there's a lot that goes into it, man. And for people to, like, sit here and try to discredit Tua and say, you know, he's not deserving of a contract is wild to me, man. Because a lot of guys on the team understands his value and understands, you know, that we need him. Like, we need his leadership. We need, you know, his mindset. Like the mindset that he brings into each and every week is there. Like, it's like Terminator almost, man. So I feel like he should be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. You know, obviously save some room for me, but we're going to get into that. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, ringing endorsement.
Basically, all you had to hear was the ending of that conversation. You know why?
Weren't you waiting for it the whole time?
I've been waiting. I'm like, all right, I know. Okay, cool. We get it. Nobody's saying he's not. The person you need to be talking to is Chris Greer. You know what I mean? And Boss Ross about the contract situation. Because you know if Tua gets the bag and you know how instrumental you've been to Tua's development as a above average, a really good quarterback, mm-hmm. You want your bag as well. And you just had another baby.
You did it. Or you're about, to,
you're
have
about to have another baby.
Yeah. And he always takes care of his kids. Tyreek Hill does that. What I do like is he kind of gets more into the weeds of why Tua is so important. Not just, oh, he led the league in passing yards last year. He says he has the leadership. He has the mentality. The team, you know, rallies around him. So now you get the feeling that Tua isn't just, you know, one of the good players on this team. He is one of the very, very most important parts for more than just his numbers, but for the way he leads the team. But at the same time, Vlad, the whole time I'm listening, I'm like, when is Tyreek going to slip in how he should also get paid? Because Tyreek's all about Tua getting the biggest contract of all time, but at the same time, Tyreek Hill's also all about him getting the highest contract of all time for a non-quarterback. He never explains the money situation, and I guess that's not his thing. Finance, doing that. That's Chris Greer. But at the same time, it is a little contradictory, isn't it? He should be one of the highest paid players. I should too. It's like, okay, what are you going to do? One thing I know he's not going to do. He's not going to do Jalen Brunson. Tyreek not going to take a discount. Vlad?
Hey, man, that's a...
I don't blame him.
Hey. Do what you got to do to live comfortably and provide for your family and what's going to be good for you. That's what you got. That's the decision you choose. So, yeah, you could be team friendly, you could help the team out, or you just, you know, look, be family friendly and look out for your family.
Yeah, I understand. But I like the fact that Tua now, I get more insight into him, not just the quarterback. He is a team leader. He is someone that everyone loves. He is Tyreek Hill, the best in the game, saying that he is.
That's all good, but you know you got to win, right? It still comes down to W's and L's.
I understand. We need an SUV running back, and we don't have an SUV running back. We got to figure that out. Of course, we got tons of receivers, fastest receivers in the world. They're going to put up a whole lot of yards until probably about week 12, and then things are going to get a little dicey.
Yeah, when it gets cold.
Nonetheless, Tyreek Hill did talk about that receiving core and how much he really likes them.
I want to start with receivers. Playing off the video we just saw, you, Waddle, and Odell Beckham Jr. Uh-huh. Where are you ranking that trio?
Where am I ranking that trio?
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, where are you ranking that trio?
Number one, of course.
I know.
Number one, of course.
What do you like so much about it?
I just love, man, like, you got three different guys, obviously. You got guys that can do like different things for a different offense, man. Like when you look at like a guy who has expertise, big hands, can run at the catch, can do the jump ball, can run every route. Then you got Waddle, who can do some of the similar things, but also, you know, get drunk off the yak even more, you know, because he faster than Odell, I'm sorry for saying this, but Waddle is faster than you. So yeah, like Waddle can get drunk off the yak even more. Then you add myself, who's a Swiss Army knife, you know what I'm saying? So Waddle, I'm faster than both of y'all, all right? So I'm just gonna say that. Who can do some similar things just like them? I'm still banking on Coach McDaniel to throw me some more fades. Mm-hmm. I've been begging for those a little bit more, man. So yeah, man, like we pretty much three guys who can do a whole bunch of things, man. Like we just do it at a faster pace than other guys in the league.
Okay, I agree with him that they're fast and they have their different skills. The part I don't go with is the fade part. I don't know any fans that are like, man, we need to throw more fades, especially to a guy who's about 5'8", Vlad.
I mean, he did catch one against the Chargers.
First
to win
game of the year. That was it. But he says he's begging for more fades. I don't
know. Tyreek, like, you know what I realized? Tyreek loves hearing himself talk.
Yes, he does do that. He likes to talk a lot of noise, but he is the fastest man in football, and I think he has more skills than all these other guys. You know Jalen Waddle's going to get us 1,000 yards. Look, history has taught us that. Every year, Jalen Waddle's going to get you at least 1,000 yards. Odell Beckham Jr., maybe he has somewhat of a renaissance with this team, but Tyreek Hill also says this. Those guys are great. I love them. I still need to get mine. I want to eat. Notice that? He's a great teammate, but at the same time, he's also Team Tyreek Hill a lot of the times. But
he's mastered it. He knows how to big his team up and also, you know,
big himself up.
Big himself up as well.
Maybe he sees that he's their best chance at winning. Get me the ball.
Yeah.
And you know what?
He's had his two highest receiving yards the last two seasons with the Dolphins.
You saw what happened when he got hurt in that Tennessee game.
That's beautiful and everything. But guess what, guys? The big superstars that you have down here, they've done well for you, but they need to win the title.
They need to win some games.
And Tua, Tyreek, they got to win playoff games, at least with them. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
I still think, I mean, they're a playoff threat. They're definitely going to get in the playoff, and they got to win a game in the postseason this year.
Yeah, they definitely do. But that's the thing. I mean, Tyreek here, Jalen Waddle, Tua, they put up a lot of numbers, but come the end of the season, they're more of a meow than a roar, it seems like. And I mean, I'm guessing we talked about that problem. Maybe we need a bigger tight end. We went out and got Jonnu Smith. Maybe he's part of the answer. You said over and over again they need a bruising big back that in the cold weather is a tough tackle. And we see a lot of the teams that are successful have those big bruising backs. Even Isaiah Pacheco for Kansas City. He's hard to bring down. He's tough between the hashes.
I've never seen anybody that runs harder for 3 yards in my
life. He's a tough hombre. So you look at that, and of course, the Baltimore Ravens, they got a little somebody that can run pretty good. Derrick Henry, that guy's a big, nasty back. Helped Lamar Jackson out a little bit. And these are just guys in your own conference. Yeah, going to be a little weird, but a little crazy. How many different ways can you Swiss Army knife Tyreek Hill? Remember, they kind of used him in that one game against the Cowboys. They threw that quick screen pass that got him in field goal position. Maybe have to do a little bit more of that. It's kind of like a long handoff, kind of running a little bit. Tyreek Hill seems, for the most part, durable, though. Am I right? I know Jalen Waddle got kind of nicked up last year. Odell Beckham, he has his – everybody gets nicked up. But Tyreek Hill, for the most part, pretty darn durable.
He was nicked up, too. What are you talking about?
He got nicked up, but he still played great.
No, he was nicked up to the point – that's why he couldn't get 2,000 yards.
Right. He had to sit out a couple of games. But then he came back, and then he played decent against Kansas City.
Listen, you guys are a bunch of Ferraris. And sometimes in December and January, in the cold, those Ferraris, when they hit –
Tyreek Hill basically said we're a bunch of Ferraris.
They get dinged up.
We do it faster than everyone else. Nobody said you did it rougher than anyone else. You did it faster.
Gotta do it stronger.
Speaking of fast, Tyreek Hill, once again, Tyreek liked to talk. He said he would like to run against Usain Bolt in a 100-meter dash, and he beat him and all this other craziness. He thinks he's the fastest man in the world. Well, a guy who at one point was the fastest man in the world, Michael Johnson, was asked a little bit about Tyreek Hill and kind of checked Tyreek a little bit.
Someone earlier this week weighed in on your speed. Four-time Olympic gold medalist sprinter Michael Johnson was on SportsCenter a few weeks ago and was asked which athlete would make the best track runner. Listen to this.
Oh, I got to hear this.
The first person I think about with someone who talks about it all of the time is Tyreek Hill. Tyreek's amazing. He's quick. He's fast. You know, he's talked about how he could possibly beat Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt is not those guys that you see right there, those DBs that are not able to stay with him. Usain Bolt is the fastest in the world. Our track athletes at Grand Slam track are the fastest in the world. So Tyreek, while he's quick on the field and against those DBs, he would not be able to stay with our Grand Slam track racers. But he's got the mentality, because you have to have that confidence and believe that you can, and then you got to put the work in, which Tyreek does. But sadly for Tyreek, he would not be able to stay with our Grand Slam track race.
Damn, you said you fast, but you can't hang, bro.
Look, I just love the way he built me up and then tore me. He's like, look, he has the work ethic, bro. I don't think he can outrun with any of our guys. I was feeling good until he said that comment, man. But you know what? Coming from him, man, he's a GOAT, man. You know, he's a GOAT, man.
So right there, Tyreek Hill, basically get put in his place by Michael Johnson. Tyreek Hill, very fast, but man, some of these guys that run, girls too, Sha'Carri Richardson, the 100, man, it's unbelievable.
Best athletes.
Unbelievable. They're carved out of granite, it seems like.
Still, you have to say he's what, one of the top five most watched events in the Olympics is the 100-meter dash? Mm-hmm,
absolutely. Yeah.
So, right? It's like, what? It's gymnastics? Do people still watch gymnastics?
Yeah, they watch gymnastics. Biles, come on, man.
Okay, so it's that. It's the...
Basketball.
Basketball, right? Track and field, obviously, but the 100-meter dash.
Yeah, the fastest.
For both men and women. Yeah. And the relays. And the relays.
No.
The 4x100s.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch it all, man. I'll
and then other than that, what is it? I know we all watch it all because we need something to watch, but... Yeah, when you're saying track and field and the 100-meter dash, and yeah, that's what you want to watch. That's what you want to see. That's competition. Because everybody starts off the same, at the line, at the same. All right, boom, who's the fastest?
And any small mistake can cost you a race. And any, you know, advantageous move can get you big time. Unless you're Usain Bolt, who just toyed with everybody forever. No one could run like Usain Bolt. I don't think anyone will ever complain and argue that he is the greatest sprinter of all time.
See, Usain is 100, but Michael was 200 and 400, bro.
Right.
Mike was doing crazy records. Is that 1932? Like 19.32?
Remember the year Donovan Bailey won the 100 and broke the world record?
Yeah, they had the thing.
And then they did the split times for Michael Johnson. Both of his 100s of the 200-meter race were faster than Donovan Bailey's. Even the second 100.
But, you know, it was nasty when they did the race, though.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.